Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's finally happened. AI has taken over the world.
I'm done with AI.
Before you deny this, before you get upset and say, oh, Tom doesn't know what he's talking about, consider this. AI has actually signed a record deal.
Oh, wow.
Not just any record deal, a $3 million record deal.
Wow.
An AI artist named Xenia Monet, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's X-A-N-I-A, Monet. Xenia or Xenia signed a $3 million record deal. Now, a woman named Talisha Jones writes all of the lyrics, but she uses AI to turn them into songs. And she has just signed a $3 million record deal. One of her tracks called How Was I Supposed to Know has 5 million streams across YouTube and Spotify.
Okay, so Talisha, she like puts some words in or whatever.
Right.
The AI comes up with this song structure.
Right.
Then the AI artist sings it for her.
And even has a video.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. I will play you a portion of it so you can hear what it sounds like.
And yet Milli Vanilli was stripped of their Grammy.
I know, right?
I mean, this is wrong in all.
Well,
in all
now listen, if this AI person won a Grammy, that would be some issues there.
Should be.
They've won more than a Grammy. They got a $3 million record deal.
Yeah.
$3 million, and it's not even a real person singing.
So a computer basically made this up.
Well, I mean, AI, yes.
Okay.
I thought pain was part of being chosen. If he stayed, then the hurt was worth holding. I called settling a sign of love.
Okay, that's just a snippet of it there, but you get the idea. So this song has got 5 million views.
Man.
So far. 2.3 on YouTube and even more on Spotify.
Now, the picture of it on YouTube, she does not move her lips, so she's a ventriloquist.
Well,
nailed it.
We've reached the point where AI is actually earning money. Now, it is interesting to note that there is a lawsuit involved from the record labels claiming that this was trained on copyrighted songs. But I don't know how they're going to win that, because that's already been the case of a lot of lawsuits with AI. And so far, only a few of them have generated any money.
And the thing is I was going to say, this sounds like every other female artist that's out there already.
Now, do you think it sounds like anyone in particular?
They all sound the same.
Leona Lewis, that's who it reminded me of. She doesn't have quite the same depth, but it was very similar.
Okay.
Some people are saying Beyonce.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Beyonce.
It sounded like Beyonce.
Really?
Yeah. But to me, I didn't immediately think, oh, that was Beyonce. It just sounded like more like what I think Kato said, like every artist.
Like every artist.
But the whole thing about AI and copyright is going to be a big mess because it was all trained on these snippets. But then again, when it goes and puts the thing together, it's none of those things. It's a small, tiny bit of each person mixed in.
Couldn't they argue the parody legality of this? Because the parody songs, you are literally taking someone else's stuff, but you change it enough to protect yourself. So would that not be the same argument here?
I don't think it will, because I think they're going to claim since they took it from these artists originally and then created a new sound that's still them. What I believe is going to happen, and I'm not a lawyer, but I believe they're going to end up paying some sort of a thing, kind of like music licensing now, where every time we play a song on the radio, the artist gets a few cents or whatever.
Right.
I think they're going to come up with a thing where AI will pay certain percentage of its income to these artists, and it will be split up among them evenly.
So they'll get like 2 pennies.
Something like that for each time it plays.
Yeah, each time it plays.
Or we're going to eventually have no artist. Everything's going to be all AI, nothing original.
Right.
Concerts are going to be interesting, aren't they?
Well, think about it. They can put all kind of video stuff up on the screen that'll look amazing.
Yeah, it's a why go?
Yeah, because Michael Jackson, they did that with the hologram.
I love that's creepy.
People went.
It's a thing already, Mm-hmm.
People went. They can put up a hologram for an AI, and it'll run around the audience and jump in the stages and do all kind of stuff.
How much does that cost? Because I could really use a hologram in here right now.
Yeah. Instead of you coming in?
Yeah, I could be back home in bed.
Wow, Kato. I'm sure it's expensive to do holograms right now.
You should try AI.
Yeah, we can have you train an AI that sounds just like you.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll be as funny as you.
Or honestly, if you need a day off, just call in sick like everybody else does.
Well, it's happened, folks. AI signing a record deal. It's before long, as Kato said, there's going to be no real people left.
No.
But I think what will happen in the long run, Kato, is people will eventually get tired of AI, and then the humans that aren't perfect will suddenly be the cool thing. Almost like the way Gen Z loves 90s and 80s stuff now. They've gone retro. I think sooner or later, after AI dominates everything, people will go retro looking for humans again.
I don't have that kind of time.
Well, you're probably not going to have enough time.
This is like a time travel movie. I can't keep up with all this technology talk you guys are having. I mean, it's like science fiction. You just came up with a movie.
Not really.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good idea for a movie.
I don't see how. Okay. It's just, I think what's going to happen is everyone's going to love AI for a while. Then people are going to start to look for the human experience again.
Well, when I pick movies, they always suck anyway. So, I just thought it was a good idea for a movie.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, what occupation would you never date? I have some of the answers, obviously. I have the best and worst professions to date.
Okay.
So there's some good ones out there. I'll start with the good ones first. How about that? They say a teacher is a good person. Obviously, a person that can teach is probably smart and understanding, patient and nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So plus you get summers off and think of the great vacations that you could take. Also, lazy summer mornings.
Okay. I was married to a teacher, and the summers off thing is nothing like what people think it is.
Right.
They are working through the summer.
Okay, how about the lazy summer mornings where you're just on the back deck, just relaxing with your significant other?
Like I said, a lot of times they are still in their room. They are taking courses to stay up to date on their teaching and keeping their certificate and learning new four blocks this and whatever the latest, greatest thing is. So, no, it's not like they go home the same day your kid goes home and get three months off.
That's one part of it. But they are nurturing and patient and understanding, most likely, if you do date a teacher.
Not my teachers, some of them.
Okay.
They were not patient with me.
Never mind then. I'm done.
I wasn't challenged whether it's a good thing to date them. I was challenging this lie that people believe that they just get 3 months off in the summer and don't have to do anything.
All right. Dentists are a best date occupation to date, they say, because not like doctors with the crazy hours, they have pretty calm professional lives. They go in, they set their times. Unless they have like a root canal they have to do at some unusual time, they're usually home in the evening. So
my dentist a lot of times is being called in for emergency stuff. I wouldn't say that they are completely immune from that.
But most people are petrified of the dentist, so many have lovely, patient personalities and good, I guess, not bedside manner, but...
I agree with all that.
Yeah. And then they say engineers with an education that leaned heavily towards math and science. These guys and girls are practical, reasonable, methodical, and dedicated.
Tom? Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Because you have an engineering degree.
Well, not only that, but you didn't say something like crazy about them that wasn't true at the beginning. Like,
okay.
You know, the teachers and stuff.
Psychiatrists and therapists, they are intuitive, understanding, and not afraid to talk about their feelings.
No, they would try. They'd be like, let's dive into why you have such a spending problem. And I'd be like, we're breaking up.
I know. They would analyze you.
I don't think I would want that.
I don't.
All right. That's the best list. So
I need
apparently.
It, but I don't.
The worst occupations to date, as followed, disc jockeys, radio disc jockeys on there. That was
really?
Mentioned. Yeah,
did they say why?
Because we share personal information and private things on the radio in public in front of everybody just to make other people laugh. And then all of a sudden you go home and like, why did you say that?
Hmm. It's good when your spouse doesn't listen. It helps.
Oh, I've had family call me and tell me not to ever talk about them again because apparently I've upset some family in the past.
I've had some members to actually say, would you kill me off of the show?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, Mom.
All right, bankers, they're obsessed with money, which, you know what, you won't have to worry about money, but they'll spend a lot of time making more money, they say.
That doesn't seem like a bad thing.
But... okay, but I mean, you're very focused on money, though. Money's a big deal to you.
No, I'm probably the only person.
No, I'm saying to you, though. But I'm like, they say that someone that's obsessed with money, and they're thinking about money all the time.
I don't know
hours.
That they're necessarily obsessed with it.
Yeah.
That's true. My husband's obsessed with it, and I'm obsessed with spending it, and we disagree on that.
Okay. All right, now, they have doctors, certain doctors, like pediatricians, they say. Not a good... occupation because get ready to have a cold once a month because they're always taking care of the kids, little snotty-nosed kids, and they have colds. But the upside is they're probably good with kids as well.
Well, wouldn't that be the same for a teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably.
Because kids, I mean, kids go to school sick all the time.
Uh-huh. I'll put that on the list.
Okay.
At least the pediatrician can be like, hop up here, honey. Let me see what's going on.
And by the way, I did not make up this list. Lawyers, they say, they say the profession attracts a cold, calculated kind of intelligent person, competitive and combative, and can win almost any argument.
Well, but at the same time, if you're arguing all day, do you want to come home and argue again? Like, maybe they'd be a little more passive at home because they're exhausted by arguing.
Okay, yeah.
I know some attorneys. They're awesome. Okay. I don't see them as being cold. And
yeah, a lot of times they have a really good personality because that's what it takes to win your case.
That's true, yeah. I know Ben Matlock.
Personally?
My dad used to watch that.
It's still on TV land. Okay. They say police and firemen because you're constantly worrying about them and they have the long, exhausting hours.
Right.
They're away from you a lot.
A cop can get you out of some tickets. You're like, honey, I got caught speeding again.
And they're sexy.
Firemen,
especially the firemen.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Bartenders on the list. They work all hours and come home smelling like stale beer and cigarettes. Plus, it's practically part of the job to flirt with the people to get them to buy more.
Oh, yeah.
So bartenders are also one of the worst occupations. This is interesting. Anybody that works at the funeral home, like the morticians and stuff, which they make tons of money, but they say that that's kind of a creepy job.
Been told they have cold hands.
As long as you don't bring your work home with you.
Yeah, I had to work late at the office here, honey. Get that other end there of his head. Drag him in here.
I'm going to be working from home next week.
Obviously, certain types of doctors, but they make a lot of money. Hours are kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But there are some specific regions that they work in.
I don't think a doctor would want to be with me. Because I would constantly be like, what's this mole doing back here? I've got a weird tickle in my throat.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you're at a party and you see a dentist or a doctor and you start talking to them. You know that's got to drive them crazy.
Yeah, I don't do that, do you?
No, not at all. Terry does. Would you look at this mole for me?
They were interested in the mole.
Yeah. Massage therapist mentioned that for the worst professions out there.
Why is that one?
I think because they are touching.
Touching?
Yeah. That's a touchy-feely kind of job there. You've always said that too, Tom, that you would not like date a massage therapist.
I don't think I've ever said that.
You wouldn't let your wife get a massage by a male.
Now that I've said.
Therapist. Okay, that's so, what it was.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's why.
Could you imagine one not touching you? Like you lay down and they're like, now just imagine massaging your back.
My wife said I could not touch you today. So.
Roll around yourself.
Hope you feel better.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This may be the craziest story you will hear all day. And I think we've done something like it before here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize DoorDash apparently does more than just food. They'll deliver groceries and even supplies to your home. I knew Instacart did this. They do like, you know, they'll run to the grocery store or to Walmart for you. I know Walmart will deliver stuff to your house, yeah, which pretty much means anything because Walmart sells everything. But this story surprised me. There was a DoorDash driver on Monday morning that alerted police because he made a very strange delivery to a motel in Texas. The complete list of items hasn't been released, but the word is that delivery included trash bags, zip ties, bleach, a hatchet, and more. Jeez. He thought those were an odd combination of things.
Yeah.
So he called the police. Police says that they showed up at the hotel. They found a 42-year-old man inside the hotel room, and he refused to leave and warned officers that he was armed. The cops forced their way in and found a hostage inside.
Oh, wow.
There's no word as to what he had planned for the hostage, but it certainly doesn't look good for the hostage.
If I was that guy, I wouldn't tip that DoorDash driver.
Oh, well,
I mean, that's nosy.
Okay.
Just imagine if he would have ordered a little bit from this place, a little bit from that place. Yeah. He probably would have gotten away with it.
And then we'd be hearing the stories of a body found in a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty insane that this guy had a hostage who it seems like he was going to kill and had plans for cleaning up and everything. And fortunately, the DoorDash driver was just nosy enough to ask questions and kept this guy from being killed.
Man,
yeah. That's insane.
What a planner, though.
Well, is he? I mean, I'm like, he's doing this stuff the last minute. It's it's like, if you're going to do something like that, I think, wouldn't you have all the supplies?
I mean,
it's like, you know, when you're doing your kid's project, let's make sure we have all the supplies.
True, but he even thought of bleach and stuff. I mean,
now I can't remember if we did this or we just talked about doing it, but I thought we sent Cato to buy some similar stuff to like Home Depot or Lowe's at one point.
I think I did.
I think we had to buy like plastic bags and a shovel, and it looked very suspicious all put together.
And then that one Halloween.
Yeah, the Halloween, he bought razor blades and apples.
Yeah.
And
they let him buy them.
Well, yeah. You should be allowed to buy what you want. Just because you're buying particular items does not mean that you have any
intent.
Thank you.
It's funny you say that because there were a lot of people who praised the driver for acting on these red flags, but some people said Do you really want your DoorDash driver deciding if you're suspicious, your order is suspicious or not?
Yeah, because I technically need all those things.
I suggest you order them at different times. That's just my guess.
Yeah. But you got to think those DoorDash drivers or whoever's delivering your food and stuff, they're judging you anyway as they're getting you groceries. Like, why in the world would they eat that?
Oh, definitely. Preparation H. Oh, yeah. Poor thing.
They know when they're handing it to you. Like, I know what's going on. Yeah.
It's the same at the grocery store when you slide it down that little belt.
The cashier is always like, oh, you know, I was looking at getting this. Does it work? And you're like, can we not?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. It's for my mom.
You knew I do the self-check when I'm buying embarrassing items.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I just figured there's so much stuff on the tray, they're not going to notice that little one thing in there.
Until they look up and make eye contact with you. You're like, yeah.
And then they're like, I listen to your show every morning.
Yeah. I told you I was a celebrity bagger one time for a charity at a grocery store. I don't remember where, but and I made a comment about when the customer left, I made a comment about something they'd bought, and the cashier kind of got mad. She goes, oh, no, we're not allowed to talk about the items people buy.
Well, the stores I go to, they are.
They chat you up nowadays because they want to make that connection for you to come back.
And like, it's like Tori said, they're always like, oh, I've always wanted to try that. Do you like it? And you're hoping it's not going to be about that item.
I'm still itchy.
I'll let you know when I get home next time.
Gross.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, a lot of info lately about pregnancy and babies and all kinds of stuff. Here's the newest thing for you. New research shows parents cannot determine why a baby is crying from the sound of the cry itself.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. I
think sometimes there may be some telltale signs, but mostly it's just you don't know exactly why they're crying.
So this is what they did with the research. New study analyzed 3,600 hours of recordings from 24 infants, and the researchers logged nearly 40,000 cry sounds and compared them against soothing actions by the parents. Now, who wants to be in charge of that? Like, you think about one baby crying on an airplane. Oh. It's like, I'm going to analyze all these different baby cries out there. And even artificial intelligence trained on the recordings performed no better than a chance, they said, with an accuracy rate of only 36%. And human listeners didn't do any better. They scored 35% trying to analyze what that baby's crying about.
This made me feel better because the only thing I can tell when he's crying is that he's upset. That's all I got.
That's one of the frustrating things as a parent is your baby's crying and you're like, you don't know if their tummy hurts. You don't know what's causing it.
Yeah, you go through the checklist. You're like, when's the last time he ate? When's the last time he slept? Is his diaper dirty? What else is going on? Are you teething?
Yeah.
And then once you get to the end, if he's still crying, you're like, crud, I failed.
Yeah.
And probably 90% of the time that they're crying and that you don't find another reason, their tummy hurts.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it, even though you try.
Yeah, we know that much from here, the Hawk and Tom show. When Tom's whining, it's usually his tummy's hurt.
What if we cried as adults like that?
I'm hungry.
What restaurant do you want to go to?
I don't want hamburgers.
I had them yesterday. That would be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Crack me up.
But the study found that cries reliably communicate only two things, the infant's unique vocal identity and the level of distress that the baby is in. So sometimes it's like a little whimper, and then other times it's like a wah-hah-hah.
And Michael has only truly wailed, cried, like maybe three times since he's been born. And those three times, it's like my brain shuts down. I panic so fast. I'm like, what's happening? What's going on? And then he'll burp, and he's smiling. And I'm like... Oh, my goodness.
So, Tom, you were right. It was his tummy.
Tummy, man.
So that's what you need to be looking for. It's kind of funny, though, they spend the money to research, you know, what the baby is crying about and trying to figure that out.
No, it's a brilliant idea. It would have been amazing if AI had been able to pick out the different cries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The hard part with that was even to determine, first of all, how would you know if AI was right or not? Because do you even know why the baby's crying unless they were doing things to the baby?
Well, the only thing they said is like the exposure that you have to the child that's crying at that point. Like you're like, okay, yeah, it is his stomach, or he has been having stomach cramps, or he is hungry. Because
you don't know if they have stomach cramps. There's no way to know. They can't tell you.
Saw a kid fall off a swing. I knew why he was crying.
Now, that's exactly what I said about what were they doing to the babies.
Yes.
All right, hit him on his finger, and then we'll see if the parents can tell him what we did.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.